Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. And we want to thank Mary again. The Patreon family keeps growing, and we're thankful for that as we get through these times of YouTube demonization and ask Russell Brand about that. And, of course, obviously, it's not just him. I mean, it's been a million channels that have gone through this. But, you know, again, we keep pushing, and thank you guys for your support because you enable us to keep pushing.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we look over here, we see obviously there's been an awful lot of natural quote unquote, and let's stress the quote unquote natural aspects of the disasters, the fires in Hawaii, earthquakes in Moscow, and flooding that killed approximately, well, thousands. We'll probably never know. You know, again, Libya was, it's just insane what happened. And is it 20,000? Is it more? Again, we probably will never know, as the history of the whole planet is really, it's constantly being revised. And obviously the flooding, besides sweeping so many people away, this was just insane. These storms, we haven't seen anything like it until I go back to 2017 on a regular basis, and this is over in South Africa. This was a surprise. These people are stunned. I mean, the wave came in and wiped out the whole restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, not just the restaurant, but every single person has been affected in some way, shape, or form. That creates a lot of trauma. You know, of course, there's people lost in this, which is horrible. But even if you experience this and you're okay, this is something that sticks with you for the rest of your life. You don't know where to go, where it's safe. And I just feel terrible for these people.
Yeah. You know, in this particular incident, 8 people were injured. Again, just a quote-unquote rogue wave. You know, there is going to be a lot of natural things going on as the planet's going to bring itself back into equilibrium. One thing that we've had is we actually had a G3 geomagnetic storm. As you can see, the KP index at about 6 3/4. That's significant and actually could and did cause some aurora. The solar wind speed continues to creep higher. All this can absolutely affect us emotionally and physically. And then this is at a time when we're all under attack physically. So many people have noticed my voice, and yes, it's been off for a few days. As you know, there's just so many things that we're constantly battling.
You know, can I just mention a lot of these things happened. You guys, you know, you that I talk with fairly regularly have texted me and told me, you know, I have this symptom, I have that symptom. And so many of you don't know each other, but the symptoms have been the same, which is really weird. And also, if I can mention, the Mr. MBB did a video about the white stuff in the air. It seems like it came out, like this wave came when all that white stuff kind of went through the atmosphere. So, you know, look back at biblical times when a cloud came over and everybody got sick. You know, this stuff worries me. It worries me. We've got to keep working on our immune systems.
Yeah, always. And, you know, again, you have to be boosting that immune system and detoxing constantly in order to stay ahead of the curve. Because we're in the beginning period still of what we might look back at and think in terms of what happened to Tartaria. Yeah. Well, what happened to Atlantis? What happened to Lemuria? What happened to the Neanderthals? What happened to the Denisovans? We're going to go into that on a Patreon-only video again. And we have touched on those things so many times. When you see this footage of a debris field F-35 jet that was missing, this is really curious. So they found debris of that F-35 jet that was missing, so they say, Williamsburg County, South Carolina. These jets have had a lot of problems. They have had a lot of problems. They're extremely expensive, And the questions arise, was it hacked? And I love the terms they're using. The F-35 was left in a zombie state. Wow. There you go, zombie apocalypse. Here we are. After the pilot was forced to eject, it took place over North Charleston. Jet's range is 1,200 miles. And, you know, there was all sorts of questions because all of a sudden, it's like everybody was saying that not only did the pilot eject, that the plane was in Cuba. All of a sudden, it came out that, oh, the plane is in Cuba. And people were thinking, was it hijacked? Did they force the ejection of the pilot and take the plane and gain control of it and bring it to Cuba? And then we have the debris being found. So then that's going to leave in some people's minds the thought, why would you even put out there that it was hijacked and taken to Cuba, to a Chinese base, unless you're trying to sow the seeds of what might come next? And then you also got to wonder, is that really the debris of the plane, or did they take it to Cuba? You know, again, question marks, question marks, question marks. Well, the Marines have initiated a two-day stand down for all aviation units, domestic and international, in response to the disappearance of an $80 million F-35 stealth fighter. Interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say in this one, I know someone texted me and they're like, well, it either crashed or it's a portal, you know, or it's a wormhole, which I don't think is really very outlandish, because Mike and I have seen certain things where, I mean, a fighter jet flying right alongside of us, completely silent, and then it goes forward and it disappears. So I know these things are possible, but I don't think it happened in this case. I think this is a case of something to be concerned about, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So U.S. probes chips made in China as tensions flare. U.S. government launched official investigation into the advanced chip found in Huawei's latest smartphone. You know, again, many people may be aware that there are chips made in China in lots of our military hardware. So can they be hacked? Can they be taken over? And then you have this question, who's been illegally giving China U.S. chips for nuclear weapons lab? Top nuclear weapons research institute in China has purchased computer chips made in the U.S. more than 10 times since 2020. Despite being placed on a blacklist decades ago. So you not only have Chinese chips in really sensitive military hardware of the U.S. military, you also have them, you know, analyzing our chips. And, you know, again, this WW hashtag number 3 is very much, well, it's Trojan horse, absolutely. You know, the gates are wide open on that. That's pretty obvious. But it's also a fighter being paid to take a dive at the same time, because the reality is, you know, everything has been predetermined. There's a script to follow. And that's the thing that boggles my mind a little bit, when people can't conceptualize that this is a script. Like, they will take what they believe to be biblical prophecies and just think that it can't be anything but simply the work of the Creator or the work of God, but then not even think, okay, what are you calling God?
Right.
I mean, what are you calling God? Do you mean the Creator of this universe? Because it's not His work. It's not the work of the Creator of this universe. No. But, yeah, then they don't even question. And, again, these will be people that I think would go on the first ships. You know, there might be an awful lot of people that switch all of a sudden. You know, maybe they are going to just rip their crucifixes off and just load up and go running on the first ships that come. Remember that movie or that show, right? To serve man. We're here to serve man.
Right.
It's a barbecue.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, absolutely. But I think, again, it's the naivete and not looking into what you believe. Because, again, you got to go closer. You have to look deeper. People are so naive, unfortunately. And it's a naivete that people believe in these politicians when the politicians are all, not all, but yeah, you know, in key positions, the ones in key positions are absolutely on the take. And they are being well rewarded for their service, not to humanity. NATO deploying more tanks to Ukraine. Denmark is deploying 45 tanks to Kiev. This includes 30 German Leopard main battle tanks and 15 Soviet T-72s. U.S. is deploying 10 M1 Abrams main battle tanks this month. So that's going on. And then we have Azerbaijan launching military attack. Azerbaijan, Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh region. Again, there's been fighting there. And again, they've feuded for decades. And this is, again, part of that nasty thing of pitting one religious perspective and one tribe against another tribe. And this is what they do. This is biblical. It goes back to Deuteronomy 32:8, when the Anunnaki, the draconian leadership of the planet, basically split everybody up into tribes, and each one took their own, each of the Anunnaki, each of the Elohim, as they would word it in the Bible, took its own tribe. And this is when you get Abraham, I am the God of, Abraham. Yeah, Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees, again, Sumeria. Yeah, land of the Anunnaki, land of the draconian leadership on the planet. So they split them up and they play with people like they would play a game of chess.
It is very much, you know, when you look into the Bible and you see the word God, you know, you need to put the word Anunnaki God or alien God and then finish the sentence. Unfortunately, that's exactly what we have when it comes to our belief system. And so many people are just defending that belief system so much, not because they're bad in any way, shape, or form, but because their hearts want to believe in something bigger than themselves, and they've been conditioned to think that that's the thing they need to believe in, and they need to defend under any and all circumstances. But no, you're not dealing with a creator of the universe. You're dealing with an alien.
Yeah, and this is a group, and this is basically, it's like a corporation. When you get down to it, our structure here on the planet is a mirror of theirs, as above, so below. Here you have a Ferromex train bursting with migrants. This is out of Zacatecas, heading to the southern border right now, cheering. And again, what have they been promised? What have they been promised? Massive groups of migrants flooding again. Single adult men crossing the border and being let in at the gates as they literally count off the ones that they're letting in, and they make the other ones wait. This is planned. It's not a pretty sight. It's not. And again, if you're anywhere in an area where you're seeing all these people flooding in, listen to your intuition. You may want to get out of that area. As you see here, certain areas of Lampedusa, this is over in Italy. Again, these people that have been living on this island all their lives are now all of a sudden a minority. They're outnumbered. They're totally outnumbered. And again, what do you see? You see people that are mostly male, the vast majority are male, and they're young. And again, they are, in effect, they're a military force. There's no way around this. Yeah, they're going to be utilized, and they already are building up. They're building up different barriers. They're getting ready for the next step when they are paving the way for what's going to be the takeover of these areas. They already have so many forces within. It's truly insane, and it's not going to last as long as World War II, that's for sure. And this is one of the main mass crossings over in Eagle Pass, Texas. Again, every day it seems like they're setting new records. And it's all over the place. It's in Arizona. It's everywhere you look. It's not just Texas, of course, and it's not just the U.S. It's all the NATO countries. This is all part of a plan. And Sweden, which used to be one of the most peaceful countries in the world, they haven't been this dangerous since the end of World War II. 13-year-old boy shot to death in Stockholm. 110 bombings. Yeah, it's interesting because, again, Nostradamus has quatrains where he speaks of, and again, Nostradamus was part of this power structure. He worked directly for the church. He worked directly for the monarchy. Yeah, absolutely. He knew he was part of the power structure. And, you know, again, they use people for their gifts. And they also pay handsomely to use people for their gifts. This is what the system does. And he says that before the war starts, there will be a group that infiltrates and they burn down entire cities. They lay devastation to these cities. And he named a lot of them, and a lot of them are in France and Italy, as well as other locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate how many people they utilize for their abilities, and then they simply throw them away. You know, it's so sad, and a lot of gifted people end up in really, really bad, bad places because maybe they decided not to go along with the plan. And if they don't go along with the plan, well, this construct, you know, it can make you is very, very miserable, or it can pay you handsomely. You know, it just depends on where you're going to go. But you have to continually ask yourself, where is your heart at? If you're going to put your heart somewhere where it doesn't belong, that's going to chew on you. It's going to chew on your soul, and you'll feel it. So it's unfortunate.
Absolutely. As we see, BlackRock, right? The corporation BlackRock, which we know is so rich, has gotten to be so powerful. Again, the world that's going to come about after this, it's no longer going to be really necessary to have nations. So they're just going to rule through the corporations. And you could see, who are these people? Well, they're top-level BlackRock execs working for the Biden administration. So, of course. And we see the same thing in the FDA, period, period. And also in the CDC, period, period. Again, this is the way that it runs. It's so obvious, so blatant. And this is how, also, they are going to eliminate the people that own property in different countries. They're going to get swamped with these people, are going to be forced from their properties. This is what they're going to be forced by, the tidal wave of immigration. And, you know, when we've had people years ago that would make comments like, well, there's 400 million GUNs in the U.S. and 300 million citizens. There's no way we could be invaded. We have been invaded. The invasion's already happened. And again, they've also made it so that we're like a fighter that's fighting with the flu, if you get what I mean. And look into your foods. This is, you know, actually alive in the salmon there. Parasite infection in the salmon and Costco. You know, again, I wouldn't eat anything from Costco. At this point, you know, be aware that foods get irradiated. And, you know, of course, obviously some things have been, cat, you know, like in the case of fish, I mean, fresh fish, not even close to fresh, and full of parasites, as you can see. You know, the food system is not a pretty picture, and that weakens immune systems. You know, and it's interesting too, that's parasitic, because everything about the power structure is parasitic. And we need to be fighting parasites all the time. So, you know, things like cloves, black walnut hull, wormwood. I'll hand it off to Cindy.
Oh my gosh, everybody go get some garlic. Go get your garlic. That's the best stuff, if you can take it. So I do suggest, you know, if you're able to take it, you know, at least a few times a week, once a day, some oregano. Make sure it has some medicinal benefit in the oregano, because I've learned not just any oregano will work. you want something that's going to have I think it's called carvacol in it. So you want to look for that. You want to look for medicinal oregano, like Mike said, the walnut hull, the wormwood, and just, you know, kind of have this stuff going through your system. Don't bomb your system really fast because you can get sick. You can find yourself far sicker than you were because all of these things are trying to leave your body, and then it's going to back up, and then you're going to, you know, end up with a tummy ache, headache, nausea, something. But if you go slow and just kind of have a continual trickle of something like garlic and oregano, that's really, really going to help just for the long haul. And it's going to give your body the necessary, other ingredients that it needs to stay whole and stay healthy. But yeah, there is a lot of stuff that we can do continually to help ourselves.
Absolutely. So we know there's initiatives to basically eliminate dairy or you know, control again the consumption. They would love to completely ban dairy and meat and other ways of controlling humanity's intake of foods, which again, your food is nourishment, and what you're taking in is, it's even more than nourishment. It's going to really affect your immune system. The entire world has a compromised immune system when they are getting to the point where they control all the food and they're just handing you processed stuff that has no life force. You're not going to have much of a longevity at all. And this is part of it. And then if they also control it so that you're starving, you'll do whatever they say. This is just so obvious, and yet they are still rolling forward with it. As we see this pooch showing off some amazing balance.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you know, detoxification, and, you know, that's just something that we have to do on a regular basis. And, you know, we're going to go more into some very, very curious things out there in greater detail. And we will have a Patreon exclusive video up later on today as well. We invite you guys to join us over there again for as little as $1 a month. You get to hear the exclusive videos that we can talk a little bit more plainly on, and it does support the channel because, again, they are trying to shut up all these channels, and truly, all these channels that are doing this, you're sticking your neck out there, and it's being noted because when leadership changes, you know, again, they're going to have their lists, and they're going to check it more than twice. And in their mind, everybody that's been telling of their plans is the naughty ones. And so they may very well be rounded up at some point in time.
Yes, be safe.
Yes, be safe, be prepared. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.